And the NFL draft is a scant, what, 2.5 months away, roughly. Maybe a little bit less than 2.5 months. But we got a lot of stuff to cover between now and then. The Panthers have the 9th pick in the draft. And every single mock draft that I have looked at since really the dawn of time has the Panthers drafting a quarterback. Some of them have Carolina trading up, but they all have Carolina drafting a quarterback. Ryan Wilson, he is the mock draft maestro of CBSSports.com, one of the super friends from the Six Pick Six podcast, joins us. All right, let's mock the drafts, shall we? Let's start here. Give me your top four quarterbacks in order of the way you see them.
The way I see him, Adam, so Bryce Young, size going to be a question. So he goes Stroud. I think he proved what he could do with his legs in that Georgia game, that finale. Right now, I'm going to go Anthony Richardson, which is a little out of left field, just because he's extremely raw. Huge upside.
Right.
Huge upside. Extremely raw. Have to underline both those. And then Will Levis, who played like crap last year. Let's be honest. The year before played a little better. And NFL teams love his size. They'll tell you this all the time. We love his size. We love his arm. We love his locker room presence, so on and so forth. But that's how I have him ranked right now. Some NFL teams have Levis closer to the top. Some teams have C.J. Stroud number one. So this is going to be fun, unlike last year where it was just sort of like, all right, what's Kyrie settling for?
I have seen several drafts that have the Colts trading up to one to take Levis.
Yeah, so I think the sort of the missing link, if you will, is how crazy is Jim Irsay willing to be if he falls in love with one of these quarterbacks, right? The funny thing is, Adam, if you like look at his coaching hiring history, it's impeccable. Just Saturday thing. So maybe that was the anomaly, and maybe they can keep him under wraps, sort of like the Cowboys were able to do with Jerry Jones back during the Johnny Manziel draft. But that's the thing. We got to figure out who loved whom and how that plays out. So nothing's off the table if you're the Colts, I think, just because of what Irsay did the last 4 or 5 or 6 months. But if you're David Tepper and you're tired of going the free agency slash trade route to get a quarterback, you would imagine he would be willing to be very aggressive to move up and get a guy should he happen to fall in love.
So what are the advantages of, let's just say, because I've seen others where Stroud goes ahead of Young. I agree with you. And I am certainly not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. Bryce Young looks to be the best quarterback of this group. My only fear, and I've said this to you before, is that I think he may break because he just isn't very big, and he's not only smallish, but he's not thick. Russell Wilson is small, but he's thick, and I think you have an advantage when you have some weight behind you. But hey, there have been short quarterbacks that have done very well in the NFL. I'm just like Fran Tarkington is a Hall of Famer. He's certainly very small. But that is my only fear about Bryce Young. But what is the advantage of a Stroud over a Young?
First, let me back up and say that you're the second person who is, let's say, and I'm going to say, who's over the age of 30, who is used to Fran Tarkington comps.
Yeah, I just came up with a small quarterback. I could have said Doug Flutie, too. But Flutie didn't have great NFL success, so.
Here's the thing, Adam. That guy doesn't exist, right? So if you look at guys who were 5'10", 5'11", and 185, which the closest are Seneca Wallace and Joe Hamilton. Seneca Wallace, 4th-round pick. Joe Hamilton, 7th-round pick. Neither is in the Hall of Fame last time I checked. So Fran Tarkington isn't far off. And that's a concern, absolutely. So again, I want to get into what's the question you asked about CJ Stroud?
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. It's electrified. Boogie, woogie, woogie. So you can boogie, woogie, woogie into the forest.
Boogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie through the mud. Or boogie, woogie, woogie to work, where you boogie, woogie, woogie down the hall to your boss's office to tell him you quit.
Sure got the boogie.
Then you boogie, woogie, woogie to the elevator as he boogie, woogie, woogies after you, begging, please, take me with you. Boogie. The electrified Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
What's the advantage of Stroud over Young? I mean, he's bigger, right?
Bigger. Now, here's the concern. He's athletic, and he finally proved that. We talked to him last week in Phoenix, and great guy. He seems like a guy that would fit in anywhere. And he proved that athleticism in that Georgia game because it's rare, especially if you're an NFL evaluator, that you don't know everything about a young man going to his bowl game, for example. And we learned a lot about C.J. Stroud. So the difference is I think that off-platform, Bryce Young is better. Is he miles better? I don't know, but he made so many plays out of structure, in part because he had to. He didn't have the wide receivers that Matt Jones and Tua Tagovailoa had, and in part that's sort of his game. Now, CJ doesn't throw with a ton of anticipation, but when you're throwing to Marvin Harrison Jr., who's open by 8 yards at the time, why? Just wait till he gets open and throw him the ball. And obviously last year with Olave and Garrett Wilson and Jackson Smith and Jigba. So there's a little bit more projection. But again, if you put Bryce Young in the frame and weight of C.J. Stroud, we're not even having the conversation.
Right.
We're like, okay, this guy's a special player.
Yeah, and you do wonder how many people will be scared off by the lack of size by Bryce Young because of the fact that there are very few examples. Drew Brees, maybe, but again, I think Brees was a little bit
taller and thicker.
Yeah, a little bit taller. Wasn't hugely. He's 6'1".
Yeah, he hit 6. Bryce ain't hitting 6 unless he wears the platform shoes. No one knows.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, at Ryan Wilson CBS on Twitter, mock draft expert. All right, so is the Will Levis comparison too easy to say Josh Allen for somebody else who was disappointing his last year in college but has all of the other measurables?
No, I mean, it's not. And in fact, Will Levis said he sort of patterns his game after Josh Allen, so that's the starting point.
Okay.
And by all accounts, Will Levis is a great dude. Finance guy, so he's smart. Teammates love him, plays through pain. He had a toe injury and shoulder injury last season. Offensive line stunk. They lost 3 guys to the draft. So he had to do a lot of the heavy lifting. It didn't come together. And that's just the reality of playing in the SEC on a subpar team. The difference is that Josh Allen was playing in Wyoming, right? And none of those guys were destined for the NFL outside of Josh Allen. So he was doing the heavy lifting from start to finish. And look, Josh Allen might be the unicorn. He completed like 55% of his passes at Wyoming his final year. He was okay at the Senior Bowl, wasn't lights out. And oh, by the way, Will Levis didn't go to the Senior Bowl. And we saw Justin Herbert do it. We saw Jordan Love do it. We saw Jalen Hurts do it. Varying degrees, they didn't necessarily need to do it. Certainly Justin Herbert, he showed up, balled out, and listen to the Pick 6 podcast. I host the draft podcast with Rich Spielman, CBS, with the first pick.
Right.
And he talks on and on and on about how important it is to show up and play. Now, that's an old-school mentality, but I think it would have helped Will Levis. My comp for Will Levis, and it's sort of a tough one to come up with, is more Matthew Stafford. And that may be unfair to Stafford, because Stafford's not quite as big, has a big arm. But he was a first-round talent, first overall talent. Will Levis has a lot to prove in a short amount of time to NFL teams that he's going to be worthy of that first overall pick. And, you remember the Mac Jones draft and the Daniel Jones draft where those guys were controversial picks. I think it's going to be the same with Will Levis. You may go higher than both. I think DJ ended up going 6 overall to the Giants.
All right. Give me a little bit of a read on Anthony Richardson, and then I have one more quarterback to ask you about.
So Anthony Richardson, some of the comps are Malik Willis. And by that, it means he's athlete, big arm, but he's 4, 5, 6 inches taller.
Yeah.
I don't know what Malik came in at. He's about 6'4", 230-ish. And, man, when you watch him play, Adam, and he's on, it takes your breath away. Like, you're like, oh, my God, this guy is special. And then you watch a little more, and you go, oh, boy, this guy's been playing football for 2 days.
Right.
It's so up and down. And part of me wanted him to return to school, and the NIL money sort of offsets some of the guilt I feel when you want these guys to go back because now they're getting paid. But he decided to come out. I talked to folks in the league to say he's a great young man. The question is, how focused will he be on getting better, number one? Number two, can he be in a situation where he's not going to be forced on the field?
Right.
That was the conversation with Malik, right? Malik was forced on the field at Tennessee because of injury, and it wasn't pretty. The problem, the disconnect is when you have a head coach who's playing for next year, and you need 3 years to get the quarterback ready, the numbers don't line up, and they end up getting rushed out there. But he could end up being the best quarterback in this draft class if everything lines up. Now, what are the odds of that happening? Yeah, 15%, not real high. But if you love him and you think you got the coaches, Frank Reich, can make it work. Jim Caldwell, then you might be onto something.
I said this yesterday. The Caldwell hire was the sneaky selling point for me. I love Jim Caldwell offensively. All right, final thing. I just talked to our friend Chip Patterson about this.
Yeah, Chip.
Stetson Bennett, what do you think?
Exactly. Santa Austin, Texas would be my first piece of advice.
Well, I mean, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. That's awesome. I'm awesome in the sense that hopefully he didn't harass anyone and he only got in trouble with the cops for being an idiot. Look, he'll probably get drafted late day three. You know, he's older, but at the quarterback position, that's less of a concern.
Right.
And he did a lot of really, really, really good things. Undersized, his arm's okay. He's a good athlete, and he can be a guy sort of that you can bring in, break in case of emergency type player that can win a game or two for you. Is he Colt McCoy? No, he's probably not that good. He's certainly not that thick, but it's certainly a ton of experience, played in big games, and can do the things you want him to do as a scout team quarterback and with the opportunities perhaps to play a few games should injury so require it.
Yeah, a program guy basically is what Stetson Bennett is. Somebody you can maybe groom as a backup quarterback, and you can always use backup quarterbacks. They even end up playing. Ryan Wilson, we'll talk to you again soon. I appreciate your time at Ryan Wilson CBS on Twitter, part of the Pick Six podcast, Super Friends. I will talk to you later, my man.
Thank you, Adam.
You got it.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. It's electrified.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
So you can boogie, woogie, woogie into the forest.
Boogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie through the mud. Or boogie, woogie, woogie to work, where you boogie, woogie, woogie down the hall to your boss's office to tell him you quit.
Sure got the boogie.
Then you boogie, woogie, woogie to the elevator as he boogie, woogie, woogies after you, begging, please, take me with you.
Boogie.
The electrified Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe. Learn more at Jeep.com. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.